way that they say we talking about the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and what the Nation of Islam did right. They got us all to jump starting right. They said the white race is the devil. The black man is God. The black woman is a goddess. But this is 2014. We cannot continue to stick with the Asiatic. We have better information now. Don't misunderstand me. He took sisters who were prostitutes off the street and turned them into mothers. He took brothers that were dope dealers and in the dope and strung out and made them fathers and strong fathers of families. So we love the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and all the great work that he did, and Brother Malcolm and Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad and all the brothers and sisters in the Nation of Islam who worked to rebuild black. But now we done had about 100 years of information. Now we got to step the information up and remove the Islam part, because that is not our platform. We are not Asiatic. Now that we have better information and we know our African heritage, we don't need Asia, because Africa is the mother of civilization. The black woman is the goddess and the black man is the god, and those are on the temples. Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad did not create that. He just gave it back to us in a way that we could do something with it. But the reality of it is our ancestors told us on the temples that we were gods and goddesses if we live by the right types of principles. So now what we have to understand is this. In 2014, we got to go back and understand that any religion that we practice that does not have a goddess principle is a faggot religion. No man by himself produces nothing. How can all of us come through the womb of a black woman? Now, one of us was born without a woman. Yet in Christianity, you got a white God, and you got a Jesus getting born, and you got some magical Holy Ghost dude. No woman involved whatsoever, but you got life. How can in Islam, you just got Allah, and no woman at all, and you produce life? What is the problem? In Judaism, the same thing. But when we go to African spirituality, where every single one of these religions has stolen from, what do we find? We find that for every God, there was a goddess. And for every goddess, there was a god. Meaning what? We have lost our goddess principle. We think that it's something weak when we love and respect a woman. No, so you got to understand something from an African perspective. When you respect a woman, what that means is you have to protect and defend her. Which means when you look around your community and see your woman in a bad condition, you got to start hitting them weights. Because that means you got to go figure out what is causing that, and you got to go up against that force. We don't have a goddess principle, so we don't have to respect our mothers, our wives, or our daughters, which is why we see a bunch of punks running around in the black community doing nothing about our situation. When we get our goddess principle back and realize that it's the goddess and respect for the black woman that gives us, yeah, I definitely appreciate that. It's our respect for the black woman that will get us in a position where we will go and do what we need to do to fix our community.